Om Shanti, this is the Avyakta Murali of the 19th of April, 1971. The title is, The Definition of Renunciation, Tapasya and Service. Today, Baba has been called to inaugurate the Patti. You have come to this patti to become the embodiment of the inculcation of all virtues and the embodiment of the complete knowledge. For this, you must pay attention to three main things. What are these things through which you can become the embodiment of the complete knowledge and the image of all virtues? The essence of the entire knowledge is merged in these three words. What are these words? One is tyag, that is renunciation. The second is tapasya, that is intense meditation. And the third is seva, that is service. To become the embodiment of the inculcation of these three words means to become the embodiment of the complete knowledge and the embodiment of all virtues. What is tyag? To constantly have the attitude of renunciation, to be the image of tapasya, and to serve every soul at every second and through every thought. You have come to the patti to learn this. In fact, you know about tyag and tapasya, and so, what have you come to do now? You have come to put it into practical action. Although you know about it, you have now come here to make your knowing it and your following it equal. At present, there is a difference between your knowing about it and your following it. You have come to the patti to finish this difference. You have to become such images of tapasya and renunciation that the attraction of the power of your renunciation and tapasya is practically visible from a distance. Just as physical light or firelight is visible or experienced from a distance, in the same way, the sparkle of your tapasya and your renunciation should attract others from a distance. Renunciation and tapasya should be practically visible in your every action. Only then will you be able to receive success in service. By simply being a server and doing service, you are not able to attain the success you wish. But, together with being a server, if you are also the image of renunciation and tapasya, the practical fruit of service will be visible. So, you are very good servers, but at the time of doing service, do not forget renunciation and tapasya. By having all three at the same time, you have to labor less, and you receive a greater attainment. You use less time and receive greater success. So, you must keep all these three together. Practice this very well before you go. You should be powerful and successful to the same extent as you are knowledgeful. The visible sign of those who are knowledgeful is that their each and every word is very powerful and their every action is successful. If both these results are visible to a very small extent, you should understand that you have to become knowledgeful. Even those who receive incomplete knowledge from other souls have the experience of temporary attainment of success. So, you must have the experience of the visible attainment of the elevated knowledge at this time. Do not think that you will receive the attainment through this knowledge in the future. No, at the present time, the attainment of knowledge is experienced as success in your personal effort and success in service. You can know about the knowledge you have on the basis of the success you receive. So, you have come to the Patti to check this and to have it verified as to what extent you have become knowledgeful. None of your old thoughts or sanskars should be visible now. You have to learn about renunciation to this extent. Nothing except the form of the soul should be visible from your forehead. That is, the awareness in the intellect and in your vision, nothing else should enter your consciousness. You have to become such constant tapasvis. No matter what type of sanskar or nature a soul may have, whether rajoguni or tamoguni, whether he is influenced by nature or sanskars, even if he is a test for you in your effort, you must always have the thought or feelings of service, that is, of having benefit for every soul. In the same way, you must become servers, that is, benefactors for all souls. So now, do you understand what kind of renunciation you have to learn, what kind of tapasya you have to learn, and to what extent you have to do service? Experience the depth of this. Only those who have the fruit of knowledge and dharana attached to them can be successful in their every effort. At present, the Brahma Kumars are very well known. People know from a distance when someone is a Brahma Kumar. Now, together with being a Brahma Kumar, you should be seen as a Tapasvi Kumar from a distance. You must become like this and then go from here. That will only be possible when you experience the stages of churning knowledge and being lost in that. Just as the eyes, features and behavior of those who are in gross intoxication reveal that they are in that intoxication, in the same way, godly intoxication and the intoxication of becoming Narayan should be visible from your eyes and behavior. Your face should give your introduction. Just as when you go to meet people, they give you their introduction card, in the same way, your face should carry out the task of an introduction card. Do you understand? Now, you must not keep the form of incognito dharana. Many think that knowledge is incognito, Baba is incognito, and so they have incognito dharana anyway. Knowledge is incognito, Baba is incognito, but the attainment of the dharana through them cannot be incognito. Only when you show your dharana and the attainment you receive in a visible way will there be glorification. The Kumars have one specific sanskar which becomes an obstacle in their effort. What is that? The Kumars have the sanskar of keeping their sanskars aside in order to fulfill their desires, just as you put aside pocket money. Just as the kingdoms of the kings no longer exist, but they still do not let go of their privy purse. In the same way, no matter how much they finish their sanskars, they still definitely keep something or the other aside in the same way as pocket money is kept aside. This is the main sanskar. Here, in this patti, you know about all these things. You even imbibe the courage to move along within the gathering. But even then, Maya in the form of the privy purse still remains somewhere or another. Do you understand? So, you must renounce all this in this patti before you go. Do not think that you have to become perfect at the end, and so a little will still remain. No. Renunciation means renunciation. Do not keep even the slightest sanskars within yourself like pocket money. Do you understand? If there are any sanskars remaining, those few sanskars will deceive you. Therefore, you must completely finish off all the old property before you go. You must not keep it hidden away. Do you understand? Acha. This is the group of Kumars. Now, you have to become the Tapasvi Kumar group. The speciality of this group that should be visible to everyone is that the Tapasvi Kumars have come to the land of Tapasya. Do you understand? Each one of you should be visible as one who is wearing a crown of light. You will wear a crown in the future, but before you go from this patti, you must become one who is wearing the crown of light. You automatically receive the crown of the responsibility of service together with this crown. Therefore, the main attention you have to pay is to be wearing the crown of light. Do you understand? Just as the Tapasvis always sit on a special seat, in the same way, you must remain seated on the seat of your constant stable stage. Do not let go of this seat, only then will you receive the throne of the kingdom. Make such effort that as soon as others see you, the sound emerges from them. These Kumars have come having become Tapasvi Kumars. The renunciation of body consciousness and the tapasya from being soul conscious should be visible in a practical form from every physical organ. The task of the establishment of Brahma is continuing anyway. The task of godly sustenance is also continuing. Now, through the light of tapasya, you must carry out the task of burning your sinful actions, the impure qualities of all the souls, and the tamoguni sanskars of nature, the elements. Now, do you understand for which task it is now the time? It is the time of burning away the tamoguni nature through doing tapasya. Just as in your pictures, the form of Shankar is shown as the destroyer, which is the tapasvi form, in the same way, stabilize yourself in a constant stable stage and show your tapasvi form in a practical way. Do you understand what you have to learn and what you have to become and how you have to become that? For this, what main slogan will this Kumar group keep in front of them through which they can attain success? With truth and cleanliness, we will clean the world of all vice. When you clean the world, it should have already been cleaned away from within yourself. Only then can you clean it away from the world. So, by remembering this slogan, by becoming an image of tapasya, you will become the embodiment of success. Do you understand? Achha. Om Shanti.